Hi, Eric.
Hi, Bill.
Can you give us an update on Luke Shaw's condition after last week?
Yes. He's doubtful for the weekend, but we are positive he can make it. So he fell out, was a precaution. And I think it was the right decision, especially when you afterwards, when you win the game. But we're working to Sunday.
What about the rest of the long-term injuries? Any of them closer to a return?
First, Aaron Wan-Bissaka will take some weeks because he picked up another injury in the training last week. And then Mason Mount and Tyrone Malacia, it will take some more weeks.
Can I just ask you about Tyrone Malacia, Eric? I mean, he's had a very long period now out injured. We saw him a while ago on the pitches. What's the exact sort of situation with him? Has he had a significant setback? And when do you expect him to be able to play again?
Yeah, he had setbacks during his rehab process. Takes too long. It's bad for him, bad for us. But now we turned the point. And it's positive. He will return soon on the pitch, and I don't think then it will take long before he's returning in the team training.
Clearly, you'll prepare the team for facing Luton on the pitch this weekend and talk about the different aspects of their approach. But have you spoken to the players, or have you had knowledge given to the players about the atmosphere, about the environment? Because it's a very different experience, Premier League football at Kenilworth Road, than maybe anywhere else.
Oh, is the pitch, is he smaller or longer, or is no 11-11?
Yeah.
No referees are coming?
No, all those aspects are the
okay.
same.
Okay, no, we have to, of course, every ambience is different, that is what I want to say. And we have to deal with the circumstances, and it's about playing football 11 against 11 on the pitch with refs, and we have to make it our game, as usually doesn't matter who you face. If you play the best or the worst, it doesn't matter, or in between, it doesn't matter. And we respect every opponent. Definitely, we are not in a position to underestimate any opponent, so we will not do. And we have to play our best, because we have seen their performances are across the season very good. And especially the last weeks, they are really improving. So I have a lot of respect for this team, and we have to play our best football.
Melissa. Eric, 6 matches unbeaten now across all competitions, 5 wins included in that. Very positive on the pitch, especially with the attack catching fire, but also positive developments around the club off the pitch with Ineos and their ambitions in terms of the sporting structure, but also the stadium.
Yeah, you see, you feel, that's that ambition, and that brings a mood and that brings a spirit in this club. I think it brings a mood and a spirit what belongs to this club, and I think the players, the staff are very aligned with the ambitions of Ineos, because that's why we are here. That's why we are playing for Man United. We want to win, and we want to achieve the highest. So we are very aligned, and we have to make strategies, and we have to execute the strategies to prove the ambitions.
Press Association.
There's a lot of speculation about a new sporting director. I don't expect you to comment on individual names, but just in terms of the experience that you've had with sporting directors in your career, how you see your relationship with them and the decisions that are made?
Yeah. I think it's very important. You are on one page about football philosophy, about football tactics, about the profiles of the players, what you need in a team. So it's very important to have a very good communication, so that you get the right players. Because it's one of the most important factors to develop a good team. That you have the right players, and with the right players also the right characters. So that means you have to do a lot of work, and that you get aligned, and then it's a long process to get the right players in.
I'm not aware of fully your background, but have you been in a position where you've been in post and a sporting director has come in, and have you had any input into that or spoken to them before they've arrived?
I've worked in several situations where sometimes I was alone in charge, sometimes I had a cooperation. I have dealt with several situations, but I think it's so specific, especially on the top, and also so intense with the number of games that you need people around you who are on the same page, are working on the same targets, to achieve the high ambitions.
Would you expect to have any input into this appointment then?
I am here and I know where in what construction I'm working, and I'm very happy in this construction. So I don't know anything about changes, and I talk with the new or foreseen sporting organization, but it's not up to me. I'm working, and that is my focus point in this moment on this team. And we plan in this construction what we have now in the club, in this organization, for the future. So we have a look, and now we closed at the window in January. We are working on the plans for the summer.
Can these positive moves off the pitch have a real effect on the actual players on the pitch? Do you sense a feel-good factor?
I think everything is always is aligned with each other. We are a club, and we are not an isolated department, the first team. But I think for the mood of the club, it's very important that the first team is performing, getting the right results.
Richard.
Hi, Eric. As we mentioned, the Ineos investment is getting closer. I mean, for nearly all of your reign, you've had uncertainty as to who the owners will be. You've had one chief executive going, you've had another one coming. Will stability and that long-term direction help you do your job better, do you feel?
As I said, I'm working, I'm happy now. In a way, in this construction, and when things have changed, they will tell me. As I said, in a club as Manchester United, you can't do everything alone. It's impossible. You need very good people around you. And so I'm happy we are there. But a club as Manchester United also always have to look for better and never be satisfied. Always, so good is not good enough, always looking for better, and always try to do every day better than the day before.